5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bang.
Yo, hello and good day to you wherever you are at. It is an evening. It is an evening.
Yes, it is.
You know, the May days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're doing things our way as normal.
Yes. Dig that?
This is not a sponsor, but this is a catalyst. You dig?
It's not a sponsor, but if you drink it too much, you might need a sponsor.
That is true. That is a fact. Those are facts. And it is now time to give y'all predictions like nobody else that watched this wrestling shit does. So without further ado, this is the First Black Champ Podcast, and I'm Camp from the Port.
And I am J.R. Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download to the Barber's Chair Digital, home of First Black Champ. Make sure you go ahead and get that shirt real quick.
Yeah. Oh.
Bye. 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 So make sure you go and show your merch. If you follow us on Instagram, go ahead and click the link in that bio. Go ahead to get that merch and support First Black Champ now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. As you see, we are partaking right before we give our predictions for WrestleMania Backlash. And I hate that name. It should just be Backlash, not WrestleMania Backlash. Right. But one of the main reasons why we're drinking today is because somebody on the podcast is 40. About time you hit his podcast this weekend. Camp from the Port, 40.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Who knew 40 would look like this,
man?
Right, but it definitely does, man. Now, thank you, first and foremost. Thank you. By the time y'all see the show, yes, I will officially be 40 years old, man. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Unfortunately, you know, being black, whether you're a wrestler or not, a lot of us don't get to see this age, man. You know what I'm saying? And as I say that, 6 days ago would have been my cousin Curtis' 40th birthday.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? 6 days ago, May 6th, 1981, he was born. So, man, you know I got to do it one time for Kurt. And, yeah, man, 40. I'm looking forward to life in a new decade.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let y'all know off top, I do plan to reproduce and make a lot more money this next decade. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be skating.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we got the safety net on it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? By 45, I think I should be done.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm giving myself a nice window.
I've had enough kids on this pod.
That's true. and I haven't had one yet. Only birthdays.
Like, when you say that, I think about it like, damn, I had 2 kids on this shit.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
But they watch wrestling, so hey. And
right. Hey, it all ties.
Yeah, it all ties together. And one of the main reasons why we're not going to do a full-length pod, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to let my man celebrate all week long for number 40. You got to let my man celebrate all week long for 40, turn 40 once. So we're going to go ahead and let him do his thing. However, we're going to talk about WrestleMania Backlash because that's a big week. The first pay-per-view after WrestleMania. That's why they call it WrestleMania Backlash. As I hate the new name.
Yeah.
I get that it's Backlash WrestleMania, but when Chris Benoit wrestled Shawn Michaels at Backlash, they didn't call it WrestleMania Backlash then. They just had the little joint with the children of the corn.
Yeah, like the guillotine shit, right? When it like swing like a pendulum, like guillotine or some shit. They had swing
or something. Some shit. And that was it. So let me go on record to say but I'm loving these matches, and it looks like that they're going to set us up for a nice pay-per-view coming up this weekend. Set to watch it up on the Peacock. Just go to Peacock and type in www. You'll see all of that content right there. And what's funny is we're doing this podcast on YSW on the big screen. And yeah, Miro is wrestling Darby Allin. I guess Miro is a little pissed now. He wants to be respected. I guarantee he'll lose this shit. So let's talk about WWE. WrestleMania Backlash again. WWE Network on Peacock. Let's talk with first merch. Damian Priest versus. And I'm going to tell you right here. I saw this on this night, Raw, and Damian Priest. They're already teasing the breakup for the Miz and John Morrison. I don't know if you're going to be right for what you said. And we've been drinking, so I don't want to laugh like I was there. But it looks like John Morrison and the Miz are soon going to be breaking up. More basic butted his way up into it. He had Damian Priest. If Damian Priest, he picked the stipulation. If John Morrison won, he would pick it. Clearly, Damian Priest won. But I hate the stipulation, because if it's one stipulation match I hate, it's Lumberjack match.
Lumberjack matches are cool till you're about 12. And you're like,
that shit wasn't cool to me at 12. I still remember the worst I've ever seen in my life. It was an In Your House match with Sid versus Diesel. And it was a Lumberjack match. And I was like, first of all, y'all bigger than all of the fucking Lumberjacks that's down there.
Right.
Two, what was it, Techno Team 2000? I was like, we're far. And they're down there. Mm-hmm. Three, it was a terrible match on motherfucking In Your House. So, I mean, hey. I think we're gonna get a good match here, but before I pick my pick, it was interesting where I saw one of the dirt sheets that these priests said that if the match with him and Bad Bunny versus John Morrison and Miz didn't go well, it was probably over for him in the WWE. Your thoughts on that?
Really? Wow. Maybe he's just dealing with self doubt or trying to throw people off, because I'm thinking the battery is in Damian Priest back firmly, and he was used to get himself over even more by that opportunity to do that match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But you know what? This might be what we always say on this show, is that just because you fucking with somebody don't mean they're necessarily over and getting the push you think they're about to get. Maybe they're here to say, okay, wow, we made this into something. Now here's the next step. But I find that hard to believe, because he's got the most camera time out of anybody this first quarter, didn't he?
Man, according this is on WrestlingInc.com, Damian Priest has sat down with Sports New Australia, to talk about his run. And he said, this is the quote, when they asked him about teaming up with Bad Bunny at WrestleMania to make his confidence had grown since the WWE has shown trust in him. He said, it does get confidence. It goes. I could put in all of the work I want, but obviously I also need the company to believe in me and have my back. A lot of people were honest with me and told me, look, you can't blow this, because if you do, you're all I said was, it was an opportunity. I'm going to do everything in my abilities to knock this out of the park. So I think he might be taking it too literally, or they're taking the quote out of context. Yeah. But I will say this. I don't see many new wrestlers coming into the WWE and getting to wrestle with one of the biggest stars in the world. So if he did fuck up, I can understand if he fucked shit right, his ass would probably be a jobber in future endeavors. Also do I don't think it's Untold, but they do have a documentary on the WWE Network that premiered this weekend with Damian Priest. It's definitely a must, because my man was like, not Mexican, well, Puerto Rican Vampiro, when he first he fell at WWE, this nigga was fat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so basically his was it the 365 or his 24/7 about to be lit, or his Chronicle about to be super lit?
Oh, it was let's just when you watch, you're gonna respect him more. And I know I didn't know him by calling him Mexican Vampiro, but when you watch it, now you go, okay, I'm gonna give you all the respect here, because man, you definitely work your way to the WWE. Okay. And you work your way into losing weight. And my fat ass need to lose some weight myself. I know I have, but I need to lose some weight. Some more weight. All right. With that being said, does Damian Priest go over on The Miz at WrestleMania Backlash?
To stick to my script, yes. Damian Priest and him winning a lumberjack match, and John Morrison specifically costing Miz the victory in the lumberjack match, sets up for everything that I said, with you know, Eva Marie being utilized the only way that she can be utilized, in my opinion, that's for a valet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going with Damian Priest to take the dub in a lumberjack match.
Damian Priest too, because I think it furthers the storyline that the Miz and John Morrison will break up. In mm-hmm. fact, it would not surprise me if Damian Priest and Morrison breaks up at WrestleMania Backlash. And if that does happen, it wouldn't surprise me if on Monday Night Raw next week, Eva Marie comes out with John Morrison. I'm going to get new attitude from John Morrison, because I'm sorry, they got my man playing dumb role. And I've always been a fan of Johnny Nitro. So hopefully they do something better with my homie, because I don't like this bumblefuck role that he's doing right now. Word. Let's go to...
And Johnny Nitro get bitches.
Yes, he does. Wow, wait a minute. Okay, my bad. It looks like Miro beat Darby Allin.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Hey, wrestling Twitter should be in an uproar, because now, you know, now all the give Miro the belt chants should start, right? Yeah. Because every time he win a match, people just think he should be the world champ.
Right, yeah. So look at that. They're stupid. Okay. Shouts out, Cero. All right. So let's match number two. Mm-hmm. It's the Dirty Dogs versus Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. So I'll start this one off.
Okay.
Because, excuse me, I had said at WrestleMania SmackDown that they would championships, because it'd be a dope WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. It's WrestleMania. Backlash moment. Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio will become the tag.
Yeah, man. So I have no reason to not pick the Mysterio family, right?
You kind of do, because they get on your nerves with shit.
Yeah, but you know, it's not for the same reasons that, like, you know, like Johnny Nitro get on my nerves, right? I mean, not Johnny Nitro, fucking Johnny Wrestling, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, however, though, I do think that they're going to win, because the perfect team to take the belts off of the father-son duo is the brother duo in the Usos. So, I mean, look, Dolph Ziggler got all his shit off last week on SmackDown.
He did.
He got all his shit off of them last week, and then took the L. Unlike the whole Seth Rollins Murphy saga, they're not going to have Dominic look impressive just to lose now. I do think that they will go over on Ziggler and Rude and be the tag team champs until the Usos decide that shit is done.
Yes, and yes, I do believe that the Usos, this is a transitional championship situation where the Usos will become the tag team champions. And think about what you had predicted at to happen at Royal Rumble, where you had predicted that Rey Mysterio was going to go up against Roman Reigns on some damn your son bumped me, fucky fuck.
Right.
I'll revisit it.
I know that popped in my mind too, because I was like, oh, so your cousin's about to beat up them And then you about to get ready to fuck out of here. Okay. All right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all. Let's go to match number three. Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Triple threat match for the Raw Championship. Who you got?
You know what? I know the obvious choice from what we've been watching should be Charlotte Flair, but I'm going Rhea Ripley. I'm going Rhea Ripley because I think there's another element to Charlotte's character that still has to be unveiled. And also, you know, my lesbe, Sonya Deville, there's still a part that she's got to play in all of this. So I'm going to say Rhea Ripley retains because Charlotte got to turn up another notch.
I think is gonna have something to do with it as well. I'm not gonna say that they don't like Rhea Ripley, but when in doubt, you give Charlotte the belt.
Right. Yeah. And that has been the move for like what, 5 years now?
That's been the move since she's got on the goddamn roster. So
true.
Most of has got on the roster. So yeah, man, I think it's gonna be Charlotte Flair. She's gonna win that belt. Maybe she fused back and forth with Rhea Ripley. But yeah, I think it's gonna be Charlotte. They don't put her in that match. And Asuka takes the pin because they will take two pins in a row. Because yeah. I'm not one of those people where Asuka has to look extremely, extremely strong. But right. I was surprised when Rhea Ripley ripped the move and the move went clean and she won. So I think that Rhea Ripley looks strong, but what takes the pin from Charlotte Flair, and then next thing you know is Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair flip forth, and hopefully Eva Marie don't even face any of them in any match.
She won't. No worries. No worries. It won't happen. I promise.
Hey man, let's go. To match number four, which is Belair versus Bayley, the SmackDown Women's Championship. I'm going to go here. I think this is a no-brainer here. I think this is Bianca Belair winning the match. To me, it is more of how she's going to look in the match. Her last match on a big platform, of course, was WrestleMania. She had it with Sasha Banks. The match was amazing. It was a 5-star match, in my opinion. One of the best matches, if not the best match at WrestleMania. So let's see if she can follow it up with one of the best women wrestlers in the world in Bayley. I think she will. Wicked enhances everything. And my pseudo guarantee comes true. Then she needs to look like a star. And if you don't know what that is, my prediction, not necessarily a wrestler at Backlash, but my prediction is Cesaro will hold the belt in 2021. But also with that prediction, it's more of they have a star in Bianca Belair. So if they have a star in Bianca Belair, Roman Reigns don't need the belt to be who he is and to get ratings, because you got somebody like Bianca Belair waiting in the rings to show that she is the biggest star on.
Got you. Yeah, hey, this is called the First Black Champ Podcast. I'm picking the black champ.
There you go.
That is Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair because we've mentioned this a few times over the last 2 years, especially with our black champs. Legacy building moments, legacy building matches. Yep. Her title reign will consist of taking down half of the four horsewomen on SmackDown.
Bing.
You dig what I'm saying? So that alone is why I got it, because, you know, we got to start putting the other women over. And luckily for the WWE, specifically SmackDown, the planets are aligned, and they don't got to put Bianca Belair over anymore. She's already over. This is just solidifying that she is who they said she was when they brought her up in the first place.
All right, now let's go to the Raw Championship, the WWE Championship. Bobby Lashley, MVP, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman for the WWE Championship. I will kick this one off right here, Bobby Lashley. This is first black champ. So we're going to pick the first black champ. Well, we're going to pick the black championship. That's Bobby Lashley. Right. I'm going to go as far as to say I think Bobby Lashley dominates this. I don't think this thing is wash, but you're going to see domination dominate Lashley. I think Bobby Lashley comes out on top. I think all that stuff we've seen with Braun Strowman, who's looking strong, is just for Bobby Lashley to look even stronger when he pins Bobby Lashley. Pins Braun Strowman.
Right.
Because I think Braun Strowman takes the pin. I think they'd still protect Drew McIntyre, so Bobby Lashley wins the belt. Mm-hmm. Well, keeps the belt.
Mm-hmm. Shit. So what are we at? 6-7 years, and Braun Strowman ain't won the match that matters yet. Right? You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect to Bray Wyatt, but you don't need a belt, my brother. Neither. We've already discussed that. Yep. That's why he was a Universal Champ. So with that said, yeah. First Black Champ podcast. Again, we picking the Black Champ. We going Bobby Lashley. I like what they're doing for the Jedi mind trick for some of you new fans or some of you recent fans, making Braun Strowman look like he's going to dominate. But, hey, newsflash, guys, he did that a lot. He did it against Roman Reigns. He did it against Kevin Owens. Did that against Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, fucking Randy Orton. Like, hey, listen. 2 weeks out on Raw? Oh, Braun Strowman is unstoppable.
Right.
He's unstoppable 2 weeks away from the pay-per-view on Raw. Specifically on Raw.
He'll be undefeated.
Yeah.
But, if we look at the numbers, he might be undefeated 2 weeks before Raw. But yeah, right. I mean, before the pay-per-view. But when the pay-per-view happens,
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I don't expect anything different. I expect business to pick up, man, yeah. And people to get hurt. So Bobby Lashley, Bobby Lashley, Black Chaps retain. You know what I'm saying? Right. Do this one for all the BLMs.
You know what I'm saying? All right, man. And the final match of the night: Roman Reigns, Cesaro, WWE Universal Championship. Mm-hmm. This is Cesaro's first chance. Mm-hmm. At a major championship, the championship, what is wrong is down. As we already know, he's been an intercontinental champion, I believe. He's been a tag team champion, the U.S. championship. In fact, I believe the U.S. title was the title he held when I forgot the Russian chick. She was with him and everything. He was hitting us with the I speak four lane stuff. So let's just, before we pick our winners, because I'm going to kick it off with you, let's just paint this story.
Okay.
The internet wrestling community loves Cesaro.
Yes.
And they've been saying for years that Cesaro deserves this chance. When Cesaro became a guy. And I'm shocked they haven't really mentioned that. But Cesaro was a Paul Heyman guy. Mm-hmm. He was managed by Paul Heyman. And I don't know why things didn't work out, but things didn't work out. Yeah. He's been a multiple team champion. He won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He's done everything in this company. But win a Money in the Bank, a major champion. So I will say this, internet wrestling community. I do love people like this. Get it. Because what I mean by people like this, Cesaro is the same as Cole. And some other who have toured the mid card, like R-Truth, the mid card, and they finally got a shot. Mm-hmm. They might have won, they might not have, but it's always good to see that. Like, people still think that R-Truth should have won over on John Cena, and I'm one of those people. You know, doesn't have to mean that he keeps 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months. No. But in some situations like this, this is always good for that to happen. But we understand what the business is. With that being said, I think Cesaro is in an interesting situation because I look at Eddie Guerrero. And I look at Eddie Guerrero, who did everything in the WWE. Intercontinental champion. I think he was U.S. champion at this point. Multiple time tag team champion with multiple. Everybody loved Eddie Guerrero. And Eddie Guerrero goes against Brock Lesnar. Goldberg against Ferguson. He hits the frog splash, Brock Lesnar. He wins a title, and everybody just falls in love. And what show was for SmackDown?
Right.
So it's a lot to think about with somebody with Cesaro. But that being said, your thought, and who wins?
I like everything you said. Makes a lot of sense. But I am picking Cesaro to win by disqualification. I'm picking him to win by disqualification because Seth Rollins is not done with this shit. Like, he's not done. And whether it is him kicking Jimmy or Jey Uso in the mouth and inadvertently hitting Cesaro or just things just not going the way that he does. I mean, what it's supposed to go for him. I do have Cesaro winning the match, but I got him winning by disqualification because that is that's going to appease everybody at the same time. Cesaro gets his world title match. Cesaro wins his world title match. Roman Reigns is the damn champ.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Okay. And even though I picked Cesaro to win the win shit, let's go back real quick. I said before WrestleMania that Cesaro defeat Seth Rollins and get the first shot at the belt. That's what
okay.
I said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nobody on Twitter or the internet wrestling community say what I said. I ain't see none of that shit. What's going on Sunday, Camp? Versus Roman Reigns for the title.
That's right. That's right.
I also said Tupac, check the records, that Cesaro will win the WWE Championship.
That is a fact. You did. You did say that.
I didn't say when. I said he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Fuck it. I'm just going to go ahead and go with Cesaro here.
Okay. So Cesaro with the actual victory to win the Universal Championship.
It's going to be with controversy. So it's not going to be clean.
Okay.
And Roman Reigns is going to be upset.
Mm.
But I also have a prediction. And this prediction is what I would do with a storyline. So this prediction is more of a, if I was writing Raw, what?
Okay.
Don't take this prediction as a guarantee.
Okay.
Take this as a, what would you do? This is what I would do. What I would do is in the match, Seth Rollins gets involved.
Okay.
And the Usos get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth Rollins inadvertently hits Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does that, you know, he does the, oh. But he don't realize, this ain't the same no more, fam. Somebody. And Cesaro sees that. Usos are down. Cesaro sees that. He takes advantage. He's up. Takes advantage. He does the little move. He does the swing. And then he does the neutralizer.
Mm-hmm.
And he wins. And Corey Graves, but Michael Cole, mm-hmm. Pat McAfee, they go nuts. They pipe in that neck. They put that graphic up. Cesaro, WWE, new WWE Universal Champion. Mm-hmm. They go, oh my goodness, this is an upset, the biggest upset in SmackDown history. Yada, 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 yada.
Right.
And the show goes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, Cesaro comes out. Roman Reigns talks about how this is bullshit. He might even say bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how he's angry. He's mad. He's upset. And he wants a shot at his title. But Adam Pearce, who's a who has a history with Roman Reigns, say, not so fast. I would love to give you a rematch for your Universal Championship. But we're not gonna do gonna we're gonna make this money. You saw what happened with Money in the Bank last year. So we're gonna make the biggest Money in the Bank ever. Be involved in it. Roman Reigns is gonna be like, you're on Roman Reigns, I'm the head of the table. I don't get involved in this shit. This time you are, and this is what I would do. Roman Reigns will go to win the Money in the Bank. But what he would also do is cash in the same night. So this is what happens. Mm-hmm. If Roman Reigns wins Money in the Bank, he would foot Cesaro the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Because Adam Pearce will pay him back for the shit that he's done since he got back.
Mm-hmm.
Not signing that contract until Bray Wyatt and Braun fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pull the car subject to change.
Yeah.
It's Adam Pearce here getting back at Roman, saying the only way you get a shot at Money in the Bank is if you win Money in the Bank. If you win Money in the Bank, the same night you face Cesaro for the championship. And he beats Cesaro.
Yeah.
But with that being said,
mm-hmm.
it sets up Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, which may be held in the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be held. Well, I hope it's open because we ain't seen it in a while. I can't mm-hmm. even remember the pay-per-view that happened there in a while.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
There you go.
Because you don't put on Power versus Reigns at SummerSlam.
But wait, ain't Jerry World up next for WrestleMania too, though?
That's for WrestleMania. But they're gonna have.
That's right.
But
that's right. I'm
the
sorry.
Report yes. has been the plan is to have fans at SummerSlam.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's the report. So you don't put fans in there for Roman Reigns versus Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the fans, I'm sorry. You don't put them in there for Cesaro. You put them in there for Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is gonna feel the type of way. Because he had to fight Usos. He like, I told you what I was going to do.
Right.
And the Usos going to get their revenge mm-hmm. on Seth Rollins, which in a sense will turn him face. He keeps the same persona.
He's
the Messiah.
Still got to embrace the vision with them.
Yeah, Messiah, you still got to embrace the vision, but you could be a good guy and tell people to embrace the vision, and they just embrace that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, hey, he's flipped Burned It Down 3 times.
You got damn right. I think that Cesaro will win.
Okay.
But he's going to lose it. Mm. Come Money in the Bank. And then when something rolls around, it's Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
Mm.
And Seth Rollins is going to be the face.
Mm.
And that's what I would do. If I was writing
mm-hmm.
SmackDown for these next couple of weeks.
I like it, man. I like it. I would love to see Roman Reigns win the Money in the Bank and say, hey, the title match y'all thought was going to happen ain't happening. Bring the champ out here right now. Hey, bring your ass out here. Give me my eye belt back. Like, your match is canceled, bitch. You doing my shit tonight.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
He's gonna get that contract, and he's gonna be like, "Oh no!"
He's like, "Yeah, let me spare y'all the suspense. Let's
get this out the way. We're not doing this. We're not doing this at all. I want Cesaro, and I want him now. And you can just know that.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I feel it. I mess with it. Because you know there's still so much more for the tribal chief to do, and I like how they are setting up, basically potentially his next 2 to 3 opponents. I don't think they're gonna draw out Cesaro throughout the whole summer.
Yeah.
But even though they haven't announced anything for Money in the Bank, all signs are pointing to the Money in the Bank when they're cashing in on Raw, because it just makes sense for it to happen over there. Where SmackDown, they got a lot solidified, like, hey, you know what? No matter what happens, we good over here with this. So, yeah.
I just think they're gonna bullshit Money in the Bank. To keep it a buck, I'm going to say this. I think people have a sour taste in their mouth about Otis winning the Money in the Bank and then The Miz getting it and how all that went.
Yeah.
So when they do it, right. And when they do it this time, it's making sure people are on point. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like when Brock Lesnar won that bitch.
Man. Without even being in the fucking match.
Right. He just walked in and was like, yo, I got it. And I think that the person that wins the Money in the Bank, they can't hold that bitch for half a year. They can't hold that bitch for three-fourths of a year. Now, mm-hmm. for the women bank, you can. But. Because Bayley that bitch in same night.
Yeah.
I think she did. Like they don't waste no time with that one. So I think in this case, it's like, we did what Otis winning. So we got to change it. And what better way is to give Roman Reigns another tip to say, hey, not only did he won all those, but he won the Money in the Bank too. He's a Royal Rumble winner. All the thing he ain't win is basically he's the Miz. Yeah. Except the method and the Money in the Bank twice. That's now, true. I do have a guarantee for tonight.
Okay.
And it's a weird one because the shit was weird on Monday. But my guarantee is surrounding the London.
Okay.
It was interesting to see Alexa Bliss watching the six woman tag. She didn't pick out a specific woman. Every woman was looking at her crazy. I think the shit that Sansa was going through was probably caused from Alexa Bliss. They're probably going to say that, like, yo, I did that. Mm-hmm. Which here's is my guarantee, Camp. Mm-hmm. My guarantee is that Lily, the little doll, that's Nikki Cross.
Hey, she come back on her cycle shit.
Yes, sir.
I'm fucking with it super hard.
That's her best friend. They're going to put her as the crazy woman again. The crazy woman named Lily. She's going to finally get into her friend because her friend misses her. And Lily is really a crazy person. So my guarantee is that Alexa Bliss and Lily, a.k.a. Nikki Cross, will defeat Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax sooner rather than later.
Okay, so
or the women's tag ships.
Okay, so you are not on the train of Natalya and Tamina beating them for the belts here pretty soon.
Oh, not at all. Okay. I'm sorry, but because of their track record, I'm not on that train.
Okay.
But your next women's tag team champions is going to be somebody that looks strong when they have it. And that's going to be Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross.
I got you. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I like what you said there because, yeah, the Natalya and Tamina thing is getting a lot of TV time. They even get talking smack time.
Yeah.
And they're doing a really good job. But, yeah, man, I mean, hey, Nia Jax is also busting out all the TikTok dances she can. So, and that now even Shayna's in on it. So,
right. Charlotte Flair's been looking real good too.
Yeah, you know what?
I think she finally hit how she wants to look, and it looks good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Andrade, man. Told you, man. Hey, man. Little Goya might fix your meal up. You know what I'm saying? Little Goya might fix your meal up. It's all I'm
saying.
He's
a person of color. And when colors get to you.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's it, man. That's it. That's all. We was only going to come to do these predictions. Because as we said, and as we toast up again, and I'm going to do a toast live on First Back Champ. Because it's a First Back Champ / 40th / 39th post.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my man's birthday is this weekend on the 15th. My birthday is on the 10th. And it's something that you say. I didn't think about this until what you said on the in the group in the day. So I want to give a shout out to us. I know I did the fill of my feelings rant the other two podcasts ago. It was dope.
Right.
But you said something because a couple of hip hop podcasts is having some issues.
Right.
And I'm gonna toot my horn here, and I'm gonna toot your horn here, and I'm gonna toot our horn here. Pause on your part.
No doubt.
We've been doing this for almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in July.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, salute like people who do wrestling podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like so, salute Pearson Company over there with Ruthless Aggression.
Yes,
and a lot of the wrestling community on our Instagram page. I'm gonna salute all of us. Here's you know how hard it is to be a black wrestling fan,
man.
It's hard. Like it is hard to be a black wrestling fan, but we do it, and all of us who do this get on here and we get on these DSPs and we talk about what we love. And I want to salute you for your 40th. And I want to salute me for my 39th. Not because of our birthdays, too. Okay. Because we've already did that before we started the pod.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But for the majority of our life, we had to watch bullshit. And Jonathan Hood had said to us that this is the best time wrestling fan.
Yeah,
you about to be 40 this week. This week about to be 39 in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We gotta salute all our motherfucking ass and all the wrestling that we have all of our life, and now we do these podcasts and these pieces of content. And Bobby Lashley is the world champion. Bianca Belair is a world champion. I'm gonna group in this because he's a world champion, because he's Samoan, he's a person of color, his wife is black.
There you go.
Like people like the Street Profits, Sasha Banks, even Bailey, because Bailey's a person of color. Going over to see the TNT Impact, and seeing people like Moose, Dasha, Chris Bay, Rich Swann. Going over to AEW and seeing people like Scorpio Sky. I know we shit on AEW, but AEW got a lot of people of color that might not necessarily be on the top of the card, but they're bubbling. Like people like Jay Lethal, Jonathan Gresham. Like it's a lot, fam. It's a lot. So again, this is my man's 40th birthday this weekend. Mine's is in 2 weeks, and we've already shot it on that. But I want for the fact that at 30 and 49 years old, this is the best time for us to be wrestling fans.
Word.
And this is the podcast. And even looking at the Booker T doc on biography. Because I said last week, man, 2 years ago, I don't think they picked a Booker T to do this. Word. It's Roddy Piper, Macho Man, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, but in the mix of all that shit, it's Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a skeptic by nature. I don't think we doing a A&E joint on book on unless there's some shit going on. So it's a great time. And that if you haven't watched it, ladies and gentlemen, it's the best one of the docs.
Really? Okay.
Can't, okay. I looked at that shit and I thought it was just gonna be he went to jail. We knew that. Star right. Wrestling. He did. But when I say it was one part of the doc that I ain't even gonna front, I was like, yo, this will make a real nigga real. Early. And to see where Booker T came from and where he went now, ain't no way I could diss Booker T. Like, ain't no way. Knowing where he went from to where he at now, ain't no way. There's not no way at all. You can disagree, but ain't no way I'm dissing buddy. But the WCW run, all they talk about enough where you feel like you learned about Booker T a lot more than you did with anything else that's been done. I wish they would have hit on the shot, not the Shawn Michaels, excuse me. I wish they would have hit on the stuff with him and Triple H.
Yeah.
I wish they would have hit with.
I literally seen a meme that said, nah, we're not doing it.
Like, yeah.
I guess it all got cut.
Yeah. I wish they would have did that. Mm-hmm. But low key, I understand why they didn't. Yeah. I understand it. And I talked about it here. Right. And I talked about it here on the pod where Booker T could understand, really says that was the right business decision. And however, they did hit on a bit of racism, especially when they first started wrestling. That's why that did out Spooner ended racist, according. But it's a great doc to watch because you get to know. But my main point of saying it is that if this was 2 years ago, man, don't ain't on A&E. It's Shawn Michaels, Roddy Piper. Fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, and it's probably like they pick like Kevin Nash or some other motherfucker. They pick Jake the Snake or some other, which I'm cool with Jake the Snake. I like to see a new Jake the Snake doc. I say all that to say this though, man. Like this is the best black wrestling fan. It ain't even close because I'm also gonna shout out NXT and Hit Row Records. I'm not a fan of the name. Not gonna lie to you. I'm not a fan of Hit Row Records, but I gotta see some shit after that with the name. But then I've got AKA Top Dollar. And as I said on his Instagram, he might have had the blackest promo in WWE history. When they used the Top Dollar, not Nada. Basically, right. That might be the might be promo ever in the history of WWE. So seeing that Brianna Brandy, AJ, aka Top Dollar, Isaiah Swerve Shot, Scott, and the Adonis. I remember the full name, but Adonis is the main one. And young group of black wrestlers in NXT in a faction. And it's not no fake ass shit.
Right.
Hero Records is the name, it's the name. But all of them do music. Isaiah got this promo we did. He did Leon Ruff like 2 weeks ago. He was in the studio. Yo, it fit. But also, even when it comes to Top Dollar, AJ Francis, who's the host of the A&E joint about the action factions and all the hidden shit, the action figures and all of the WWE dice, like the shit that they going to find. That's AJ Francis.
Oh, okay.
That's him.
Nice.
So it's even a black person who's in fucking NXT, my G. That's hosting a joint on A&E looking for old memorabilia that people might have with the WWE. He's black. Best time to be a wrestling fan.
Word.
So I say that all that to say, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes.
Happy and in regards to our champ, this is the best to be a wrestling fan. I get excited to watch wrestling to see us.
Yeah.
And if we are called First Black Champ, which you put that name up, you created this podcast, and we've been doing this shit for 4 years, and we've been having fun doing this shit for 4 years in July. Hey, man, shots to fucking us, G.
There it is.
Woo! So you already know what to do. What?
All right, man. Well, hey, look. Thank you, guys, as always. Thank you for tuning in to the show, giving us your feedback, your likes, your comments, your sales, your conversation. It's always greatly appreciated. We're going to keep doing this thing like nobody else can do it, and that's literally the reason why. And we do it for y'all as well, so please never stop your engagement with us. And always remember, if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ Podcast. Camp. Bang. We are out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.